The news that two Social Democratic Party deputies had agreed to tolerate the centre-right cabinet in a vote of confidence on Friday has dealt a bad blow to the left-wing Social Democrats. Party leader Jerzy Parobek said the party would now close ranks and give the centre-right government a hard time from the opposition benches. But there are many who suggest that Mr. Parobek now faces a decisive power struggle within his own party. Daniela Lazareva has the details.
What was it that weakened the Social Democrats after a seven-month-long power struggle with their main rival? According to Jerzy Parobek, it was the presence of two traitors in the party. But political analysts suggest that the party's unity was undermined by a tug-of-war between its present and former leaders. Miloš Zeman, the man who made the party a political force to be reckoned with, is no longer active in politics, but from his hideout in the Moravian Highlands, he still wields considerable influence. Ever since the Social Democrats' defeat in the June general elections, he has said the party should go into opposition. Now, two deputies who are believed to be his supporters, Miloš Melčak and Michal Pohanka, have made this happen. Last week, Mr. Zeman even urged the Social Democrats to elect a new leader. Political analyst Petr Just says that a showdown between the two factions in the party is likely to take place at its national conference in March.
The steps of Mr. Melčak and Mr. Pohanka might inspire this Zeman wing or unofficial Zeman wing to act more openly and more actively, for example, on a party's convention. So it will be important how many of the delegates will represent the so-called Zeman wing and how many delegates will represent the Parobek wing. And what will be the strength of these wings, how they will influence the future position of social democracy. The evidence will be given at the convention.
What is the main point of dispute between those two men? They were friends not so long ago.
Actually, it's a question I put myself quite often. I don't understand it quite well. I think it's more about some personal ambitions than about some program or platform values.
On Wednesday, Social Democrat leader Jerzy Parobek hit out at those whom he blames for the party's present situation. He told President Klaus that he had handled the government talks badly, which meant the Social Democrats would not be able to support his re-election next year. He told Miloš Zeman that a man who settled personal scores with his party could not be considered a potential presidential candidate. And he has accused the two-party rebels of betrayal and accepting bribes to support Topolánek's government, saying he would press charges against both. In a matter of days, the tables have turned. It is no longer the prime minister who is fighting for political survival, but his main rival, Jerzy Parobek.